My name is Fran Reynolds. I can smell myself.
She smells like pizza.
I can hear the intro music.
The intro music to the Carousel Radio Show.
Wonder what this button does in the studio.
I can see you. It's the listener. I hope you enjoy the show.
This show is all about the five senses.
Fib or fact?
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts.
Welcome to another Fib or Fact. We have two contestants who have 30 seconds to answer three questions. They must decide whether my statements are fibs or facts. Our contestants are Fran and Davit. Are you both ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm going to win.
I'm going to win.
See who comes out top trumps. So, Davit, we start with you. Start the clock, please. 20% of what we think is taste is actually smell. Is that a fact or a fib?
A fib.
Yeah, it's a fib. Around 80% of what we think is taste is actually smell. Flavour is a combination of taste and smell. Test this yourself by holding your nose the next time you eat something. Butterflies taste with their wings. Is that a fib or a fact?
A fib.
It's a fib. They taste with their feet. Butterflies don't have mouths. To eat, a butterfly sucks up liquid with a drinking straw called a proboscis. If a shark was put into a large swimming pool, it would be able to smell a single drop of blood in the water. Is that a fib or a fact?
Fib.
No, it's a fact. Don't cut your finger if you are swimming with a shark. David, you got two answers correct. Fran, you're next. Start at the clock. At night, we mainly see in colour. Is that a fib or fact?
That's a fact.
No, it's a fib. At night, we mainly see in black and white. Humans have two types of photoreceptors, rods and cones. Rods are sensitive to light, while cones identify different colours. At night, we mostly see with our rods. The taste buds on your tongue sense five different types of taste. Is that a fib or a fact?
That's a fib.
No, it's a fact. Your taste buds sense salty, sour, bitter, sweet, and savoury flavours. Your ears turn sound into electricity. Fact or a fib?
That's a fib.
It's a fact. Sound waves pass through the eardrum to liquid in the inner ear, which contains tiny hair cells, triggering electrical impulses that are sent to the brain. So, Fran, you got nobois? So as the loser, your forfeit is to eat an Icelandic meal of hulkat. The food is the flesh of a decomposed shark that has been buried for several months. The taste is said to be like rotten cheese mixed with anomia and is impossible to eat without gagging. Here's a plate and enjoy it.
Oh, disgusting.
Join us next time for another fib or fact.
Fib or fact?
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts. I like the smell of cats, barbecues, lasagna and freshly cooked food, but I don't like the smell of onions.
I like the smell of dogs, and bath smellies make me relaxing. I don't like the smell of onions, or of a dirty fish tank is what I don't like. It just stinks really.
I like the smell of roses. I don't like the smell of burgers. And frying fat.
I like the smell of my deodorant and crispy bacon because it's delicious. And in the morning, I can literally just smell it, and it tastes really crispy when I eat it. I don't like the smell of gone-off milk, and the smell of a dustbin is disgusting.
Carousel Radio.
The five senses.
Welcome to the taste test. We've got two contenders here who are Fran and Davit. So Fran is blindfolded. We're going to give her four things to taste. Here's the first one, Fran. What's it go for?
It tastes like ham and pineapple pizza.
That's correct. So here's the second taste round for you.
Lovely. Is it strawberry jam?
You're right, yeah, it is strawberry jam. And the third one for you, Fran, is...
My favourite. Is it apple crumble and custard?
Yes, it is indeed. Apple crumble and custard. To wash it all down, Fran, this is your final one.
Is it pineapple juice?
You got all four, Fran.
Yay!
So David is now officially blindfolded, and he is going to taste these four things, which are odd-looking. Here's the first one.
That's disgusting.
What do you reckon it is, David?
I don't know.
That was octopus and frog pie. And the second one, David, for you, is this.
Disgusting that was.
Do you have any idea what it was, David?
It tastes very bad chicken.
It's scrambled flying saucers with French flies. So you think it's fries, you're wrong to say. It's not chips, it's flies. Third dish, David, for you, is this.
Oh, that's like jam. Disgusting jam.
It's an alien burger with shrimp ketchup on it.
Tasty.
So the last one, David, is this.
That is amazing, disgusting octopus.
It's not actually. It's spaghetti worms with runny nose sauce. So Fran, well done. You've got top marks, that's 4 points. David, I'm afraid you'll be loser and have got none. David, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm going to go out the door, I'll be sick.
This is a poem which I made up.
I can hear the sea as I walk along the beach. I can touch my hands and arms any time I like. I can see where I am going. I can smell the furniture polish. When I walk into the dentist, I can taste healthy food. I use all 5 senses.
St Dunstan's is now called Blind Veterans UK, and it used to be a hospital for the blind. It opened in Ovindean in 1938. It was one of the very first buildings in Britain, purpose-built for those with a disability, and every aspect of its construction was specially designed for blind and partially sighted visitors and residents. Blind Veterans UK works to provide vision-impaired armed forces and national service veterans with the services and tailored support they need to lead independent lives after sight loss. The charity's work ranges from helping veterans relearn vital life skills and providing them with the tools they need to be independent in their own homes, to offering new learning, training and recreation opportunities, and providing long-term nursing, residential and respite care. I went to St Dunstan's to raise money for the Blind Veterans and Outlook. It was an experience that we all wanted to try, and a fun day out for us all. As some of the guys, they did abseiling from St Dunstan's to the grass. The building is very, very big and it overlooks the sea near Brighton. I really enjoyed going there. And it was for both the charities, half to the Blind Veterans and half to Outlook Foundation.
I'm Stuart.
And what are you going to be talking to us about?
About the problems I have.
What problem are you born with?
I was born with my eyes like the way they are because they're damaged. And I've been like this all my life. I can see close up things, but I can't see things further away. At age 11, I was told by the doctors I was going to lose it, but I've been very lucky this time not to lose it at all. How it affects me in a certain different ways, like if I'm still trying to talk to the person and I don't know they're out of the room, then it makes me feel like I'm still thinking and talking to that person, but I don't realise they're not in the room.
And why do you use the stick?
that's a guide thing as well for when I'm out and about, like pavements. But most pavements are tactile anyway, which tactile is good because you can feel bubbles on the floor, which it takes you to where you want to be. There's other products you can use, like there's handrails outside buildings you can use to take you along so you don't fall down steps. So I pick up digital information through my fingers, which I've always used my fingers as well. You can feel people through your fingers so you know who's there and who you're talking to as well. So you're picking up the digital information. The other sensor is listening as well, so you can hear other people. It's like you, for and if I hear you talking, I know it's you, basically. And that's another information I pick up quite clearly as well, which helps me in a good way. The other thing interesting is I have someone who helps me called Gail, and she helps me. She's my eyes. That's what people call her. She's my eyes for me. She tells me who's there and not to go upstairs and stuff like that, and have to feel for her sometimes when she's there. But mostly when I go into Grace's cell, I can hear her talking, and that's how I know I can find her. So I navigate myself sometimes. For the day service, it works differently because she helps me inside as well, because the building's too big, and she helps me inside, like make sure that I don't fall down any stairs, or if I drop any money on the floor, she helps me pick that up as well. We both got special phones now, so we can text message each other and phone each other now if we want to, which has got voice recognition on it. So if I wanted to text her, I can do a text and I'll send that to her and she sends me one back, so it's quite good.
Thank you, Stuart. Next, we are going to hear Tilly Milburn from Heart and Soul Radio as she explains her theory of puffing and woolen.
An idiot's guide, not saying any of you are idiots, guide to puffing and woolling. The essence of puffing and woolling is like being in the cosiest, fluffiest cloud, assuming you could ever reach one. Everyone should be able to feel like this for at least 10 minutes every day. Or why not push the boat out and have a duvet day? What have you got to lose after all? I'm gesticulating, but you can't see that. But what is it, and why puffing and woolly, that name of all things? People call it many things, from lounging, chilling, to relaxing or dossing. Don't really like that word. It is often seen as something to feel guilty about, but it is something that we all need in our lives, and there is quite an art to it, truth be told. The ability to fully unwind and appreciate all that is right now, in the moment. Now, that is not an easy thing for the most laid-back of people to do, let alone a person who is highly strung, like myself. When I feel so contented, or like a weight or three has been lifted from my mind, full of love for my guinea pig, Phoebe, I might exclaim that I am feeling puffy and woolly. And when I do things like lay in my comfy double bed with, can I say, 2,000 pocket springs, it's very important emphasis, and memory foam extra deep mattress, which I think mine is about 12 inches deep. When I am in bed with Phoebe, Dell and all of my soft toy friends, and I am watching whatever on the iPlayer, usually a period drama, because did you see that Jericho? All that got me really going. And stuffing my face with 150 gram bar of Galaxy. Yeah, I don't have a small one and I eat all of it. Or in the summer, I was outside. Can you imagine being outside now on a sun lounger, my lovely sun lounger, in the recline position? Thank you, it's a good one. Sketching Phoebe, who was outside in her run. It was bliss. So hopefully you know that puffing and wooling is all about feeling good, being in a balanced state of mind, focused, and being in the here and now as much as possible. But for those of you who might still be confused.com, here's a checklist of how-tos. Number one, if you have any pets, utilise them. If they love cuddles and fuss, then now is the perfect excuse to spend real quality time with them. If you have no pets, you can still get involved and feel the karma chameleon. Just use soft toys, cushions, throws, rugs, even other people. Obviously, you must ask for their permission, for heaven's sake. Number two, remember that yes, stresses and strains are part of life, but they are not what life is about. Life can contain joy, wonder, and also calm and peaceful moments. And you'll be glad to know that number three is the last thing that I've got here. As I said earlier, the atmosphere is fundamentally important for creating the right vibe. Mood lighting like that of the 1960s, textures like faux fur and wool, of patchwork quilting, embroidery and crochet, can all add to feeling warmer and more cosseted. Well, now that's my guide to puffing and wooling. So get puffy, get wooly right now.
That was from Heart and Soul Radio. You can listen to their radio show on iTunes, SoundCloud, or by visiting their website at heartandsoul.co.uk.
We may expect quite a lot of noise.
You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this!
What the hell is that?
What's that sound?
In this edition of What's That Sound, we have some amazing sounds for you, including the loudest sound ever recorded, the longest sound ever recorded, one of the deepest, lowest sounds in the world, a sound from very far away, and an unusual sound recorded in the desert. I'll play each clip and afterwards ask you the simple question, what's that sound? So pin back your lug holes and get an earful of this.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commenced. We have.
I think it's a rocket.
A spaceship.
I think it's a rocket.
It's the deepest sound.
That's a loud sound.
That was the loudest sound ever recorded. It came from the Apollo 8 Saturn V rocket and was recorded at 204 decibels, which is 85 decibels louder than thunder. And it was so loud that the shock waves burnt grass a kilometre away.
Make your ears go pop.
Here's the next sound.
Sounds like a gun being fired.
I think you're right.
Look like a machine gun.
Someone must have pressed a button and it sets the gun off for a long time.
Doesn't it sound like a cannon?
It does, doesn't it?
It sort of echoes.
Echo room.
It's the longest sound.
That was the sound of the longest echo ever recorded by Professor Trevor Cox in an underground World War II fuel depot in Scotland. Professor Cox tested the echo by firing a starting pistol and recording the reverberation, which lasted for a record-breaking 112 seconds.
I went to the tunnel, I shouted it really loud, and the echo went very loud. I shouted my name right out.
This is another of Professor Cox's recordings. Any idea what it is?
Horses.
Sounds like a stampede.
Sounds like an elephant eating.
It is, in fact, the sound of Professor Trevor Cox walking up a sand dune in the Mojave Desert in California, and as his feet disturb the sands, the dunes make a sound a little like a trombone.
Oh, I've got it wrong there, it just sounds like a horn.
Okay, this is a sound from far away.
Is it a plane?
I bet it's one of those lightsabers they use in one of Darth Vader films.
So something to do with lightsabers, I guess. With light anyway.
Thunder.
Is it the sun?
Really?
Oh, the sun.
The sun, yeah.
Yes, that is the sound of the sun, recorded by NASA, who have recorded the electromagnetic vibrations of each of the major planets and stars.
Did you know miles away, they're thinking there's a new planet on the other side of their black hole.
But now, this is a deep sound.
Could it be something in water?
Is it a ship?
Submarine.
Wouldn't be a ferry, would it?
A shark.
Octopus. Or a robot.
Robots don't go in sea, Dava.
It's something in the water. And it's a sea animal.
It's a blue whale.
Yes, that's the sound of a blue whale pitched up 5 times so it could be heard by human ears. Any idea why it's making that sound?
They've got little sensors in their mouth, and then they send the sound wave out to the other whales.
That's right. Blue whales find food and navigate underwater using echolocation. Sounds are reflected or echoed back from objects, telling the whale how far away they are. The sounds blue whales produce can be heard in the water 900 miles away. So we just heard some deep sound, but can everybody hear this?
It's an ambulance.
I don't like that sound. I can hear it. It's a pinch.
It's a hearing aid, just remembered.
It's not like a hearing aid. When you go up and down, and you're testing your ears.
Still hear it a little bit.
Oh!
My fire alarm's going off!
Those were high-pitched frequencies used to test hearing with some dog whistle sounds thrown in. As we get older, we can hear less and less high-pitched sounds.
Well, dogs know when someone's at the door, I tell you, and humans don't.
Dogs can hear miles and miles away.
Join us next time for another game of...
What's that sound?
The Five Senses.
My name is Davon. I am 33 years old. And I was born with a hole in my ear. Damaged the one drum on the right one.
It means that I've got a selective hearing and I can't hear the people are saying.
Crossing the road, I can't hear the cars far away from me. I can't hear cars coming up the road. My staff was talking to my left ear and telling me to go across the road. I like rock bands, heavy metal, and I was a DJ in Brighton from Upstairs Community Centre, and I went to do DJing for CMG in Hampshire as well. Play the music a bit louder at home. That's fun bass, the bass of it. Someone's in the moan upstairs where I live, and it's, they moan, please turn the music down. And as I said to them, I can't hear you.
Oh. Here we go!
I like playing ringtones all the time on my phone because I'm a DJ.
1, 2, 3, fire!
This is a poem by Luke, aged 12. I smell the lovely fresh air. I taste the delicious soft pear. I feel the grizzly growly bear. I hear the bossy loud mare. I see my beautiful gorgeous hair. My girlfriend is beyond compare.
This is a story called The Five Senses. One morning, we were all at home. Davut woke and discovered that he had no
nose.
Because of this, he couldn't smell. Next door, Ewan woke up with a strange sensation in his
mouth.
It appeared that his tongue had fallen out and he had no
teeth.
He couldn't chew or taste his food. Stuart woke up and found that he couldn't feel objects when he tried to
touch.
So Fran walked in and tried to say good morning, but found out that she couldn't
speak
or see. The carer, Susan, didn't notice because she had lost her sense of
hearing.
Ewan went straight to the
dentist.
The
dentist
couldn't believe his
eyes.
He shouted in Ewan's
ears.
Where have all your teeth gone?
Ewan said that was extremely
loud.
Can you please be
quiet?
And snapped his
fingers.
The dentist tried to
feel
Ewan's gums to see where all his teeth had gone. When Ewan spoke, his gums made the sound of a dull
clap.
The donkey in the next room went The donkey, whose name was Hedrick, was having the tooth removed. The dentist asked Ewan, are you in any
pain?
Back at the house, Fran was interested in
finding out where your friends are,
but couldn't see her phone to make a call because she had lost her sense of
sight.
Because Stuart had lost his sense of
touch.
He had no idea whether he was
warm
or cold. Suddenly there was a
knock
at the door. Paul asked everybody whether they wanted to play a game of
basketball
or go swimming. Davut, even though he had no nose, said, I can play both. Ewan said, I'll be able to go swimming and I won't have to taste chlorine. Stuart decided to go swimming. Fran thought she could learn to do both, but decided to play basketball.
They woke up the next day and all their five senses have returned. Davut enjoyed the smell of the roses. Ewan enjoyed the taste of bacon. Stuart enjoyed the feel of his warm, comfortable bed.
Fran enjoyed chatting on the phone with her friends and looking at the cat playing in the kitchen. The carer, Susan, enjoyed listening to the song, The Five Senses. It was a mystery why they even disappeared. We are now going to listen to The Five Senses song, and it's by Mr. R from his Songs for Teaching.
I have five senses, I count those. I use eyes, ear, skin, tongue and nose. I have five senses, I count those. I use eyes, ear, skin, tongue and nose. My eyes can see, my ears can hear. My skin can touch, so, so much. My tongue can taste, my nose can smell. My five senses work really well.
Eyesight, ears, hear, skin, touch, so, so much. Tongue, taste, nose, smell. My five senses work really well. Eyesight, ears, hear, skin, touch, so, so much. Tongue, taste, nose, smell. My five senses work really well.
I have five senses, I count those. I use eyes, ear, skin, tongue, and nose. I have five senses, I count those. I use eyes, ear, skin, tongue, and nose. My eyes can see, my ears can hear, my skin can touch, so, so much. My tongue can taste, my nose can smell. My five senses work really well.
And here's the fast part.
Eyesight, ears, hear, skin, touch, so, so much. Tongue, taste, nose, smell. My five senses work really well.
That's the end of this month's show. The next show is about technology.
You can listen to this show on Podomatic or on iTunes. Just search for Carousel Radio. It's also on Carousel's website. Thanks for listening, and now I'm going to sit in the garden, relax, and just listen to the bird song.
I am going out for a tasty meal.
Goodbye, I'll see you later. I'll be looking around through the shops.
Now everyone's gone and the whole studio's cleared, I'm going to see what these four buttons do. Oop.